with the new Arvest Flex Rewards credit card. Sign up at arvest.com/bonus. Subject to credit approval. Offer ends December 31st, 2017.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Well, we're about ready to get this one underway. I got to turn my phone off here. Being the Mizzou fan, I'm trying to watch the Tigers in the Texas Bowl tonight, at least during the pregame. I love technology. I can sit here and watch the game while I'm broadcasting this one. Mountain Home wins the opening tip, and the Lady Bombers with the basketball. They'll operate right to left in the first half. Mountain Home in the white home uniforms, blue numerals, and the gold trim. The Lady Ramblers of Rosebud, the red uniforms, black numerals, and the white trim. Martin works out top for Mountain Home. Hands it off to Husky out top as they get the offense set up. The sophomore Foreman comes out to set a pick. Looking for that pick and roll. It's not there. Husky picks up the dribble out top. Now finds Foreman on the right elbow. Back to Husky along the baseline right side. 7:22 left opening quarter. Just getting things started here at Bomber Gymnasium. Pfeiffer gives it up out top. Now Riley Walker, the senior point guard, comes to get it. Resets the offense. Martin, top of the key, swings it right side for Husky. The lob inside for Foreman. Triple team, kicks it back to Husky. Boy, as soon as Foreman catches, she was triple teamed. Left baseline, wide open is Walker. She'll score. A nice opening possession for the Lady Bombers. They work over a minute off the clock, and they get a couple of points out of it. Whistle away from the basketball. They're going to call that on Peyton Husky. That's her first foul against Mountain Home. Lady Ramblers with the basketball. Out top, this is Hip with it. Working on the right elbow is Gracie Hartle. It's the other Hartle, Hope, that is such an outstanding player, averaging 16 a game. There's a foul away from the basketball. An illegal screen called against Caitlin Smith. That's her first foul against the Lady Ramblers. So Mountain Home by two with the basketball. This Rosebud Ball Club with four players averaging in double figures. Hope Hartle at 16, Lacey at 14, Smith at 12, Hip at 11. Ball knocked loose along the baseline. Jump ball called, and the arrow pointing towards Rosebud. First turnover of the night against Mountain Home, so the Lady Ramblers will get it back with 6:03 left in the opening quarter. Bombers winner tonight, 44-29 over Rosebud. Lady Bombers looking to make it 2-for-2. The winner gets undefeated Norfolk tomorrow night in the semifinals at 7. The loser plays Watson Chapel at 1 tomorrow afternoon. Boy, what a win that was for Norfolk this afternoon. Out top, this is Lacey. Round the top of the key. Gets it up on the right wing to Smith. Rosebud's not attempted a shot yet. We're 2.5 minutes into the ball game. Bringing it back out top, this is Hip to reset things offensively for Rosebud. They'll look inside. Nice job by Emma Martin knocking the ball away with the front side post defense. Rosebud will inbound under their basket right baseline with 5:15 left in the opening quarter. Drive on the inbounds play. Hope Hartle fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. Fouls on Hannah Pfeiffer for her first, the team's second. Hope Hurdle at the free throw line. She'll shoot a couple. First one is good. .513 left in this opening quarter. Another free throw here for Hartle. It's good. And we're tied at two with 5:12 left in the opening quarter. And the Bombers on the offensive end. The other games today, we mentioned Norfolk. They beat Watson Chapel 56-47. Here's a pass inside to Foreman. She'll score. 4-2, Mountain Home leads it. North Little Rock, boy, I tell you what, we understand why they are nationally ranked after watching them today. They put it to a good Highland Ball Club, 67-16. Farmington beat Paragould, 65-49. Farmington's 9-1. Baseline drive, rebound missed, and the rebound by Riley Walker underneath for Mountain Home. Here comes the Lady Bombers. Husky a three, it's short. Rebound to the Lady Ramblers, and then they'll turn it over in the backcourts. 4:12 left, opening period. Mountain Home leads it by two with the ball. 2-1-2 zone by the Lady Ramblers. Pfeiffer a three in the corner. She committed to C of O a few weeks ago. She knocks down the three. Hartle at the other end. This is Gracie missing her three. Pfeiffer the rebound. Lady Bombers on the move, leading by five. Pfeiffer another three. That's good. Back-to-back threes by Hannah Pfeiffer. 10-2, Mountain Home on an 8-0 run. Gracie Hartle out top for the Lady Ramblers. Lacey to the baseline with the drive. Cut off there. Swings it out top to Hip. She'll reset things with 3:12 left in the opening quarter. Hip, now Smith pops out top. Coming to get the basketball, Hip once again between the circles. Coach Brad Moss up hollering instructions to his Lady Ramblers. Left side, top of the key. Hope Hartle, a three, won't go. Nice positioning by Riley Walker underneath for her second rebound. Up ahead, another three. This one will not go. The rebound by Foreman on the miss by Pfeiffer. Her follow won't go. Finally cleared out by Hope Hartle. At the other end for the Lady Ramblers. Shot is good in the paint by Hip, and a foul against Mountain Home. The foul's on Peyton Husky. That's her second. Team's third. Husky out. Mally Tabor, the 5'10 senior, into the ballgame. Good to have her back in the lineup. She's had injury problems, and she's finally healthy and back in. At the line, Jenna Hip. Free throw is missed. Tabor, the rebound underneath for Mountain Home. 10-4, Mountain Home leads it with 2:20 left in the opening period. Rosebud has switched to a man now. Started out in the zone. Here's Foreman. Now Pfeiffer on the right side. Pfeiffer behind the back of the dribble. Backs up. Fires a three. It's partially blocked. The rebound out of bounds. And they're going to give that to Rosebud. And, boy, it looks like Mountain Home may have caught a break. I'll go give it to Mountain Home, I should say. It looks like Mountain Home catches a break. Kyra Penn, the 6'1 junior, in. Emma Martin gets a breather now for the Lady Bombers. Here's Tabor along the baseline. Takes the dribble to the right elbow. Now back along the baseline. Dribble drive, a foul, and she'll hit to the free throw line. The foul against Rosebud on Caitlin Smith. That's her second. Second foul against Rosebud. And Mally Tabor at the free throw line to shoot a couple here with 1:48 left in the opening period. First one is short. Ten to four, Mountain Home leads it. One more free throw here for the senior Tabor. And it's good. The 11 to four, Mountain Home. Went 44 left in the opening quarter. A three on the way is missed by Smith. Rebound Mountain Home. That's Pfeiffer with her second board. Pushes up the right side. Into the corner, right side, it's Tabor. Tabor will put it on the floor, bring it back to Pfeiffer. So they get the offense set up. Pfeiffer to the right elbow with the dribble. Long range three is good. She was about 5 feet beyond the arc. Her third three. 14 to 4. Mountain Home with the lead. Into the paint is Hope Hartle. Gives it up. It's Smith. Dribble drive. Missing in the paint. Forming the rebound for Mountain Home. Lady Bombers looking to press the tempo here with a 10-point lead. 55 seconds left. Pfeiffer behind the back. Pulls up for three. It won't go. Rebound to Gracie Hartle. That's her first. At the other end, a foul against Mountain Home, and Pfeiffer just picked up her second. Fourth team foul against Mountain Home. Couple of free throws now for Cameron Pierce, a 5'6 sophomore. First one is good. Anna. 46 seconds left in the first quarter. Second free throw by Pierce is missed. Tabor with her second rebound. 39 seconds left in this first quarter. 14-5, Mountain Home Lady Bombers will play for the final shot of the period. Walker out top with the dribble. Rosebud's in a man-to-man. They're laying back, though. They'll just let Walker stand out here and hold the dribble. Down to 16 on the clock. Here comes the double team. Walker penetrates, gives it inside to Penn, misses the shot, and the rebound pulled down by Hartle. At the other end with five on the clock. Up the right side, Gracie Hartle. In the corner, a three by Hip is good, and that will wind out the first quarter. And the Lady Bombers have a six-point lead, 14-8. Mountain Home leads it. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Whoa, I'm having some serious hair envy.
Oh, thanks. I stocked up on my favorite jumbo size shampoos and conditioners at Ulta Beauty. Where are you going?
To make room for all the shampoo and conditioner I'm going to get. Start making room. Right now at Ulta Beauty, get up to 50% off the best jumbo size shampoos and conditioners from salon professionals.